What's up, guys? It's me, Zoe, and welcome back to this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the beast of the sea. The beast out of the sea, yes. The beast is basically, he has a name, and it's going to be coming in the rapture. And it's just like, it's a true story. And he has a special name and a name, but it's just scary to think about it. Just imagine on a normal day a beast coming out of the sea randomly, just looking toward it, just to destroy. It says here in Psalm 74:14. Sorry, you can't pronounce the name right. You've crushed the heads of Leviathan and to let desert animals eat him. You caused the springs and streams to gush forth, and you dried up the rivers that never run dry. Both day and night belong to you, made a starlight and the sun. You set boundaries of the earth, and you made both summer and winter. See how these enemies insult you, Lord. A foolish nation has dishonored your name. Don't let these wild beasts destroy your turtle doves. Don't forget your suffering people forever. Remember your convenient promises. For the land is full of darkness and violence. Don't let the downtrodden be humiliated again. Instead, let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how these fools insult you all day long. Don't overlook what your enemies have said of their growing abhor. That's it. It didn't talk a lot about the beast, but it did say something main in there. It did say the name, which that's something we want to know, Leviathan, and it said what it does. You crush the heads of Leviathan and let the desert animals eat him. So I'm guessing it's saying that basically says what it is, that the head of Leviathan got crushed. The sea monster's head got crushed, and he made all the desert animals eat basically his heart and his body. That's what he's trying to say, if no one didn't get it. It basically did say what exactly happened, so yeah. And this is what in Revelation 13:1. The beast out of the sea. Then I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had seven heads and ten horns, with a ten crowns on its horn. And written on each head were names that blasphemed God. This beast looks like a leopard, but it has the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his own power and throne and great authority. I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. The whole world marveled at this. And gave allegiance to the beast. They worshiped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they also worshiped the beast, who is as great as the beast. They exclaimed, "Who is able to fight against him?" Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God and he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months. And he spoke terrible words about blasphemy God, against God, slandering his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. He was given authority to rule over every tribe, people, and language and nation. And all the people who belong to the world worshipped the beast. They are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who slaughtered before the world was made. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone who is destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. The beast out of the earth. Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. He had two horns, like those of a lamb, but he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and he required all earth and its people to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound has been healed. He did astounding miracles, even making a fire flash down to earth. From the sky, while everyone's watching, and with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belonged to this world. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was then permitted to give his life to this statue so that it could speak. And the statue of the beast commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. He required everyone, a small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for the is the number of a man. His number is 666. So it's basically saying that there will be two beasts, I guess, and this is going to be one more powerful than the other. And the first beast is going to be staying on the earth for 4 months exactly, and he's going to basically do whatever God gave him authority to do, whatever he wants, for 4 months, and then after 4 months he gone. I don't think it said what happens to him. I don't think he said how he's gonna be gone, but we just know he's gonna be gone in 4 months, and he's allowed to torture everybody. He's allowed to change the language. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. Now, I feel like God wouldn't be happy without that, but and as you all heard in the last part that I read right now, the beast number is 666. It's true. It's not fake. I knew that ever since I was little. And is it just me, or I feel like that number 6 terrifies me. I have no clue why. Ever since I was little, it terrified me the most, and I have no clue. I feel like that's why, because it maybe it's a beast number, and it just like it just seems scary to me. I just like imagine it with horns and look like it, and I make it look like a devil in my head, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't like that number. And we do math with it, I just like pretend that it's never there. But I still get the answer right because I'm amazing. So I hope you all have a wonderful day today. Today we were talking about the beast in my jewel, and the beast is coming soon. Don't tell me that, oh no, he's not gonna come soon. He's gonna be like taking forever because he's taking bath or whatever. No, he is coming soon, and I can prove that because we had an earthquake not so long ago, and there's gonna be more. This is gonna be worse. That was just a small one. There's gonna be worse earthquakes for longer times, and as I'm pretty sure, it's because what confuses me is the time of the rapture. That's what confuses me the most. The time of rapture. That everyone is not... not everyone is going to... Like, that is... I feel like that's a very hard part because they see how much power the dragon has with the 7 heads. They see how much power he has, and then they start to worship him. But then God said, still be faithful for the time. Well, he said something like this. Still be faithful for the time you're there, or something like that. He's saying, like, to continue believing in God, and worshiping God, and praying to God, and doing everything for God instead of the beast. The beast is not... He let him go out. He let the beast go out of control for 4 months. But for 4 months, you have to still be worshiping God and not the beast. Don't fall in the beast's traps. He might be powerful, and some things you might agree with him, or some you might not, or whatever he's going to say. We don't know. Just he's saying to please still hold faith because he wants the whole world to go with him to heaven. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Love you all. Be nice to each other. Think about the beast because you don't want to be here for the rapture. Prepare yourself. Prepare your faith. Prepare everything. And I hope you have a wonderful day.